Before you, I was playing the game of pieces. Pieces of men danced around the field of loneliness. Scattered pieces of defeat and brokenness. You blew in like a gentle breeze and scattered the remnants of those that turned out to be narcissistic and unbalanced. You brought with you sweet, sweet music, keeping rhythms of my heart's drumbeat, calming my emotions with a consistent bass line of straightforwardness and honesty, holding my hands to guide me out of the cluttered confusion of cheaters, liars, and emotional immaturity. Seeking me, seeing me, knowing me in a natural way. So relieved, I grabbed your hand, anxious to dive into the unknown, ready to do something different. I followed the drums, the familiar rhythm that agrees to my own heart's longing, held on to the bass line and its anchoring of the harmonic framework yet to come. Felt the melody of the keyboard that tickled my stomach with the excitement of things to become. And I decided immediately to dance with you into the unknown and risky business of love, letting my soul lead as it tunes itself to the music of possibilities and hopefulness, finally leaving behind broken pieces of men. Behold, stands a whole man that is leading the dance into a field of dreams.
That love is a risky business. Love is a risky business, and do you have the courage to take the risk? That was one of my poems from my upcoming CD, Field of Dreams. And I am Sweet Franchine, your host for the evening. Thank you so much for joining us here at Master Griot Radio, Beyond the Word. I am so excited about what we have in store for you tonight. But before we even go any farther, I want to shout out the producer of the show. You guys don't get to hear her much on this broadcast because she's so kind to just handle all the things behind the scenes. She's the executive producer and the booking manager of this show and for Master Griot Radio, in fact. Everybody, please. Make sure when you get a chance, shout out to my baby, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Make sure you say hi to her, please. With that being said, I am so grateful to be with you tonight. For those of you who follow us and listen to us every month, it's been some trying times for me. You know, I read a quote that said, it's not really, you know, we all go through life circumstances, but it's about how you react to life to know if you are a conscious being or not. And with that being said, you know, these trying times have shown me that I am at least somewhat conscious. I still have an evolution in life to go, as we all do. I still must evolve, but I'm very grateful for the strength, the emotional strength, the spiritual fortitude, and the physical healing that's been taking place in my life over the last 3 or 4 months. And that I am still able to do, for the most part, 60-70% of what I'm accustomed to doing. Because I promise you, if you knew the details, the gory details, you were like, what? How did she get it done? All by the grace of God, you know? So we give thanks to the divine today. I am your host, Sweet Franchine. And for those of you just tuning in, thank you for listening. You're with Beyond the Word. And we have two awesome guests with us tonight. And I think if Jacqueline gives me the cue, I think I'm going to go right into it. I want to introduce you to our first guest. I had the opportunity to read her bio and do some research, and you know, now I follow her on Instagram and Facebook. We have on the line with us Mahogany, and I want to spell that so that you get it right. Mahogany. Mahogany is on the line, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her before she chimes in. I want to spell it so you will know, because just like Sweet, you guys have a tendency to think it's S-W-E-E-T and it's S-U-I-T-E. So I want to make sure we have Mahogany's name right. And what should you know about this lovely person, Mahogany? Well, like most artists, she does a lot of things, but I'm going to read a little bit of her bio as she has written it, and then I'll give you my own spin on things throughout the interview. Mahogany is a South Carolina native, and she says that she blends her organic style of Southern soul. You heard it? Southern soul, funk, jazz, blues, and hip-hop. And she's a renowned vocalist and recording artist, songwriter, and a youth educator slash mentor with national credits to her name. Over 20 years experience in the field, and she evolves as a consummate personality. She already my friend in my head. You know, I just want you to know that, Mahogany. You're already my friend in my head. Mahogany is sought to perform at numerous and reputable corporate, private, civic, and community events with audiences of dignitaries and 21st century icons. And her resume goes on, and I'm going to let her share a little bit with you. But she has a phenomenal voice and talent, and I love anybody that says that they're a consummate personality. I mean, I just love it. We already friends in my head, so just so you know, everybody, please welcome Mahogany. How you doing, sis?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Hey now, girl, look, you said everything I love. Like, I can't sing, but I'm a poet and I write, and you know, I've done some youth education mentoring, but like I said, consummate personality makes me happy, because people don't understand that, you know, we have to be personalities to do what we do,
right,
and it's just
right.
Awesome. So as soon as I started following you on Facebook and everything, I said, oh, she's my friend in my head. Yes, indeed. Yes. So how are you this evening? Welcome, and thanks so much for joining us here at Master Greer Radio.
Thank you. I am delighted to be here. I am fantastically awesome. I am. I really am. And to be here on you tonight, hey, that's icing on the cake.
All right. Well, that's awesome, because, you know, you can keep it real with me. If you ain't having a good day, that's okay, too.
Oh, yeah, I had a great day. Yeah,
you're as awesome as you sound. Okay, cool.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
What's up. I'm so glad to hear.
You know, you got to set the tone mentally when you first wake up. You know?
You absolutely do.
Yes.
Absolutely
yes.
Do.
You decide how your day is going to be, so.
You absolutely do. I have to remind myself every day I am totally and exclusively accountable and responsible for my day, period,
exactly.
Point blank. Nobody else, you know what I mean?
That's it. That's right.
But with that being said, I just want, please, take a moment. I've given them a little bit of your bio. Your bio was phenomenal, but I wanted to save some of the good jewels for you to share. You know, tell us, again, who you are, and I like my interviews, we like to get down and dirty. I mean, I know we got the bio, but, you know, I might ask some other questions, if you don't mind, that's outside of the, professional. Because I think here at Master Greer, we call it Beyond the Word, because we really want to dig into what it has taken to get through and to do what you do on a daily basis. And more importantly, what type of spiritual fortitude and what type of things do you have to do to be okay, as you say, to have a great day,
right.
To be okay
right.
every day, to be in a good space? Because you have to be in a good space. I tell people all the time, the way I feel is a direct result of how much money I make. So if I'm not making money, I know I don't feel well, no matter what I say, you know?
Well,
I know I got some vibration work to do, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Really, when you're creative,
I feel you on that one. Oh,
you
yeah.
gotta feel good. You know what I mean? You
you're
gotta
right.
feel good.
You're
you can't just say
right.
good. You gotta feel good. And then when if you don't, it's a direct result of your output. Whether it's whether you're a singer, songwriter, you know,
that's
actress,
it.
Actor, poet, whatever. a musician, it's a direct result. It affects your work, you know?
It does.
Especially in any entrepreneurial endeavor. It affects everything. So take a moment, tell us where you live, give us some highlights of your career real quick. Introduce the folk to you and tell them how to find you.
Well, I am born and raised in South Carolina. I left for a little while, moved to Atlanta. I lived in D.C. I lived in Philly. But I'm actually back home, South Carolina, and I'm living by the water. I'm on St. Helena Island. And it's
what?
Absolutely.
Tell me when your birthday
beautiful.
Is. When's your birthday?
My birthday is
when's
May.
Your birthday?
May 20th. Yes.
Okay.
My May baby.
So, but you need some water. So you're like, yeah, you're May baby. May babies need a lot of peace. They like, my daughter's a May baby. They like the beach. I like water, but I don't like the beach. It's the weirdest thing. But it's the weirdest thing. Okay, good. That's a beautiful space, and that has
yes.
a lot of history for
it really does.
Us. And, you
it
know,
really
we, can,
does.
We can get into that. We can get into
yeah.
that. But it has a lot of history of our people. So, you know, tell us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell us a little yep. bit about where you're from, which is where you now live, and your little journey between being born there and traveling and coming home.
Well, I think, as we all do, once we get out of high school, we feel like we need to leave, right? We have to go and especially for me, being born in the South in the country, I felt like I was just being suffocated. I literally left the day after I graduated high school. And
wow.
Right, because I felt like I had to run away. I didn't even know my heritage and my roots, and I really didn't even know what I was leaving behind. I just knew that I had to get away, right? I just had to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And in getting away and, you know, like I said, living in Atlanta, living in Philly, living in D.C., and that's really where I and Savannah, Georgia, which is where the music really started to come out of me. Born with creative parents, of course, and siblings. But I didn't really find my music until I left home. My husband is a music producer, and so he's from D.C., and so he came from the go-go, you know, scene. Mm. Right?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And so I grew up listening
we
to
love
Chuck
the go-go.
Brown.
We love the go-go.
Right,
right. Right,
right. I grew up, you know, hearing about Chuck Brown and E.U., but I didn't really know about go-go until I moved to D.C., and you don't know go-go until you've been to a live go-go show. You know what I'm
that
saying?
That or
and
until
so, yes.
Or, yes, yes, yes.
And so having that now, you know, be a part of my soul, it just it took it to a different level. And then coming back down south, going to Savannah, and then and now you got the blues and the jazz, you know, coming in there. And when I got back to Savannah, my mother passed away, and I had never released the album before then, right? And so this was in 2005, and so I felt compelled. She had heard maybe one or two songs on a CD, but never a complete album. So right after she passed away is when I released my first album, which was in 2006. And I'm on album number 4 now. And so
give thanks.
I can listen, right, I can listen to every album and hear the growth and hear life, not just my experiences, but other people. And I wouldn't change a thing. You know, living where I've lived and being around the people who has influenced me and my music and my writing. And I actually started out with poetry on the first CD. I did a lot of writing, right, as a teenager. That was my coping mechanism.
Same
poetry.
Here, same here. I told you, my sister in my head. You, my,
yes.
Yes.
So,
I told you that already.
So a lot has gone into that pot of gumbo, you know, over the years to make this, I call it funky organic soul music. You know, that's from 1991 until now is the span of me, you know, performing live and with different bands and making music. So it's a lot goes into that, you know, and
yes,
yeah,
life experience. I'm sorry if I get excited. Yes. I get excited.
Exactly.
Jacqueline,
exactly.
Tell
life,
you all
life,
all
life.
Past guests, I get excited because Jacqueline is a beast. Like the way she connects people is the most amazing. And but a couple things I want to hit on. Yes, you're right. Nobody you until you've heard Live Go Go,
right?
You ain't heard a band. Let's just say that. I remember I heard Live Go Go when I was in college. You know, that's how I got down with Go Go. Lincoln University, shout out to my LU folk. You know, going to HBCU, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. coming from everywhere, New York, D.C., and I'm from Delaware. So
okay.
I love where I live now, like you. I love where I live now because I appreciate it, and I appreciate some things about it. And one of the things I love is that I always was able to get in a car and go anywhere I want, New York, D.C., New Jersey, Philly, you know, mm-hmm. Baltimore, and have all of that, those experiences and get to touch on all of that culture. But a true story, I was going through a breakup, and I was in Baltimore, not far from Baltimore Live, the casino there. And I needed some live music everybody knows makes me happy. So I said, I need some live music. So I told the clerk, and she was like, oh, You get free transportation. We'll take you over to Live. There's usually a free concert there or whatever. I don't think I'm going to run into some country music or whatever. But I really don't care because I just need some live music. So I get to Live, and I'm like, well, tell me where the stage is. They're like, oh, it's that way to the left. Girl, I got there, and they said it was free. A, I was like, say word. B, I walked in. I saw all of these people of color jamming, and I heard a go-go beat. I said, please, did I die and go to heaven? I know I just died and went to heaven. Then I looked. It's Trouble Funk on the stage. I thought I was going to die. Girl, I was...
no.
Listen.
Yes.
I've never been happier. One of the best. I walked into a dream. Yes. I walked into a dream. I thought I was Nirvana, honey. Nirvana.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't been that happy to look. I forgot all about the fact I was going through a breakup. I totally forgot. Just danced all night. But anyway, but you're right. So how did you get your husband, who's from D.C., to come down to South Carolina?
Well, he had actually moved to Atlanta. So he was, you know, he's in the music, you know, scene as well. So he was living in Atlanta when I moved to Atlanta. And I have a sister, our younger sister, who's a hip hop dancer, and my husband was he owned a club at the time, and he was looking for dancers, you know, to keep people from leaning against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took my sister to audition, and he was in the parking lot, and it was on a popper from there. We actually decided that we're going to dance that day.
Wow. Okay, so you trying to tell me it's a music scene in South Carolina? You trying to tell me that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It is.
Are you creating a music scene?
It is.
Tell me the truth.
It is. No, it is.
Really?
It is. It's happening. It's becoming. And at one point, I wanted to move away. When I first got here, because I'm used to Philly and D.C. and Atlanta, you know,
and
it wasn't that when I came home. But I realized that you have to create what you want instead of always running away.
I keep telling you, my soul sister.
And so we decided that we're going to put roots here this time. And whenever I have to travel out, you know, I fly out. We have airports here. So, you know, it's...
You're like, I do have an airport.
Yes, we have airports. We have trains, you know, so... But the roots
exactly.
are here.
And
when I have to go out, I'll go out.
Awesome. That's what I truly understand. When I came back to Wilmington... here in Delaware, I actually did the same thing. I came back home for lots of reasons, but most importantly, it was affordable for me to raise my children. And as a single, once I got divorced, and I realized that I could create what I had, bring all these experiences that I've had through traveling, et cetera, and bring all these experiences and create what I wanted to see. And that's really what's kept me in business all these years, you know? So I totally understand that. Now, let's get to the creative side. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I'm all up in your personal business. I just need to know how you got your husband to South Carolina. I just need to know that.
And that's, you know, that's a really, really short version, right?
right. But I can dig it. And but tell us, I want to know more about your most recent work. I mean, Jacqueline just said that the piece you wrote about her mother is one of her favorite songs, by the way. I don't know if you were able to send any tracks, if we'd be playing anything today, but Jacqueline let us know. But a couple things intrigued me when I started following you earlier and just checking you out. The tour you have, the Global International Intentions Tour, that you're going, I believe it said Ghana, Germany, Amsterdam. Has that taken place or is that about to take place?
No, that will take place the end of this year going into 2018. The international side.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So tell us about that. Tell us about the Global Intentions Tour. And you said there's an international side, so I presume there's a national side. Tell us about it.
Right. Right. And so how I came up with that name, I don't remember who the motivational person was, but the word be intentional kept coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kept hearing people say it. I kept seeing it online about being intentional about what your daily goals are, you know, about what your life's dreams are, and just about in who you are as a person. You have to be intentional in setting your intentions. And so I just started doing the hashtag, Global Intentions, right? Because I realized that my music, I always wanted to be positive and inspire and uplift. That has always been my intention with my music. And then with the teaching artist side for my students, I always want to be intentional in how I present myself to them, because what they see is what they will do. And so I can't very well tell a young person, don't do this and don't do that, and they see me doing it. So being intentional in the way that I'm teaching them and also the way that I'm leading them. And then the Global Intention Tour came about because if I'm sharing my music with the world, then my lyrical content, I have to be intentional about what it is I'm spreading, because when I'm dead and gone, my music will still be here, which means my intent.
Yes.
It's still here, and it's still being passed on to new generations. And so the Global Intention Tour is me sharing my music. One of my other goals is that every time I do a show at night, I want to be in a school in the daytime. That is a part of my intention as the teaching artist. And so just to share with the world, not just by music, but to inspire young people and give them whatever it is I can give them, because I can't take it with me once I'm gone.
Yes,
so that
is
what the Global Intentions Tour is all about.
Wow. I like a couple things you said about that, because you're right. I remember seeing Dr. Bertice Berry. I was probably about 19, 20 years old. And I went to hear her speak, and that was the first time I had heard someone say, be intentional and live on purpose.
Right.
And so that's what you just reminded me of. And with that being said, the reason, you know, one of the reasons I chose the name Peace, Love, and Poetry for my productions is because I don't want to have to tell you that's what it's about. I want you to know that that's what it's about, just by the name itself.
Gotcha.
So if it's a PLP, Peace, Love, and Poetry production, that's what it's about, because even as we all evolve, I may not be at my best self at this moment, but I know every time I perform or create a production, I'm at my best self in that moment.
Right.
And it's important that we spread those messages, even if we're not there yet, as we feel. Because to me, you're never there. It's always a constant evolution until you die.
Right.
You know,
right.
Once, you know, no one's ever going to be 100 totally enlightened. So that's important, and it's all about being able to share your best self. So thank you for that, and congratulations, because pulled it up, and I said, let me just mention everybody, the Global Intentions Tour that Mahogany has. Obviously, you've created and booked it yourself. Mahogany.
I started out by myself, and the team is steadily growing. That was also one of my my intentional prayers to God, is that I needed
yes.
the right people to be in my circle, people that were smarter than me, people that were more
right.
creative and more talented than me, so that I have something to attain to. If I feel like I'm
Absolutely.
Just as good as you are, right, then my brain is thinking, well, you're not learning as much.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know that you're smarter
true,
than
true.
Me, then I'm going to listen, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to grow. And so that was an intentional prayer that I had, right, to ask for that team to come into
mm-hmm.
my life. And so that has been happening. And so it's not just me now. It's of course, it's my husband. You know, we've got a management team coming, working on a record deal. So it's all coming. And so it's not just me.
Okay. I don't mean to be selfish today, listeners, but I need to tell you, I hope Mahogany is as much of a blessing to your life as she is to mine at this exact moment. And this is what happens, because I just posted today, Mahogany, that although people think I'm superhuman, there are times when I am and there are times when I am not. And
right.
I'm in a not space right now. And so you just have helped me with so many things today to get, because you've helped remind me the things I already know and I already know that I already know. And I hope that the listeners are understanding that in Beyond the Word here, that's what we like to talk about. We like to talk about beyond what you actually see.
Right, right.
Our art and what we give is so much more than what you actually see.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you find that the things that Mahogany is sharing with you are a true blessing to you. So I'm going to help you, in case you're just tuning in, some of the key points that she has hit today. That A, that she left home, ran from home because she's from the South. She had all these life experiences, and then when she came back home, she began to appreciate some of the gifts that's even
yes.
at her hometown. And now, even though there is no so-called / music scene, that she knew that she could root it there and create it there. That's the first thing. Another thing that she hasn't said, but I always hold true, and people tell me that I can't have, and I tell them absolutely I can, and I will, and I shall, is that her husband is part of her team. He is a producer and a part of her team. So don't tell me I can't have a mate and we be on the same team doing our work. Don't tell me that. It's not possible,
exactly.
because I always
Amen
believed it was
that.
You. And you just affirmed it for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, be intentional. She set the intention on not only what her brand would be, what her message would be, and that she wanted a tour, a global message, that she wanted to be in a classroom during the day and performing at night. She set the intention that she wanted a team, and all of that has taken place. That's what Beyond the Word is about. That's why we want you to listen. We want you to recognize and understand and use some of these jewels with those artists who are doing it, have done it, to assist you in your journey. So if you are in a space right now and you're listening as a vocalist, as an artist, as a musician, as an entrepreneur, if you are in that space, that you just were waiting, you were just waiting for that affirmation, that confirmation. We are here to tell you that it can be done, it shall be done, and that just shift your energy and be intentional and believe
exactly.
in that. She would say, believe in the power of belief. So you're listening to Mahogany. Our interview is with Mahogany. I'm going to spell it for you because I want y'all to get it right. I want you to make sure you follow her and also follow her and like her page and visit her website. I'm going to spell it for you. It's Mahogany. Mahogany is on the line. We are so blessed to have you with us tonight. We only got a couple of minutes before we go to break, and it's
okay.
one more thing I wanted to talk about. This, there was one song, I'm going to tell you, that it was on soundtracks, which I also love that it was on. Oh, here it is. Collard Green Crown. Tell me about that single, darling.
So,
tell me about
Green
Collard
Crown,
Green Crown. Because that's just an awesome name, first of all.
Okay. Are you familiar with Gullah Gullah Island from Nick
yes,
TV?
Yes, I am.
So, Miss Natalie Days and Ron Days, right, wrote and produced that show. Mr. Ron Days is actually from here, from South Carolina. And Miss Natalie Days is a visual artist. And so she has an art series called the Collard Series. Well, she saw my Facebook profile picture and asked me, could she use my picture as her muse for her Collard Series? And I was like,
wow.
Yes, of course. Of course you can. And so I don't know if you've seen the cover, that the single cover, but that is her artwork.
Yes.
Right.
That's
that
her
is
artwork.
Me with the,
oh, I found that.
Right. That is me with the collard green crown from part of her series. And what happened with the artwork,
it's amazing.
My husband was in the studio playing some music, and I was sitting at my computer in another room looking at her artwork. And his music was playing. I'm looking at her picture, and the words to Collard Green Crown just started coming.
Wow.
And so I wrote it that day. We recorded it that night. And it was about a two-week process. This was in December. Before we, you know, got it mastered and released it. And I felt so, and here's what really made that song so special. My husband and I have done three albums together thus far. This was the first time for a song that he prayed over our recording session.
Wow.
Yes, he prayed over our recording session. He prayed, and my girlfriend came in and did some background vocals. We prayed when she came over. When I was writing the song, this is only one of two songs that I remember the spiritual journey. I don't remember, I'm sorry, that the words just came. All my other songs, I remember writing them. I remember doing research. I remember the time that it took me to write them. But Collard Green Crown, and there's a song I have called Black Butterfly, that literally, I feel like God just poured it into me, and it came out. It wasn't me putting in anything into it. It wasn't even me. And the Collard Green Crown was, or is to me, something more than just my heritage, my culture, my blackness. It talks about my mother. You know, it talks about us as a culture, and we are the dream of our ancestors. We're here.
We are here.
Yes.
We are what they dreamed about. We're what they prayed about.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so that is what this song is about. It's right. It's about head wraps.
We're gonna have to
and natural hair and
yes.
The journey.
I know, and I just love it.
Hair.
It's the journey of it. Listen, I love it. I told you like my sister in my head, and now your husband is my brother-in-law, all of that, okay? Just so you know, just tell him I said so. just tell him I said so, just, you know. But when I saw that, first of all, the artwork was amazing, and then I didn't get to listen to the whole track yet. I can't wait to listen to the entire track. But that's what it reminded me of, all of that. It reminded me of our ancestors. It reminded me of all the women who came before us and whose strength we carried through our blood vein, through our veins.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, you know, I loved it. And like you said, the art piece and everything. Now hearing the story makes it even more magnificent, because for me, it's just been the opposite process. The majority of my stuff I write, and I want to talk about your a poetry a little bit about your relationship with spoken word and how you used it in your art and gotten to this point. But for me, it's the opposite process happening, which is interesting. All of my pieces up until recently came out of nowhere. Came from a spiritual place. They just come to me, I write them, and I'm like, oh, it's over. Good. Thank you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now it's getting to the point where I'm researching things because I actually want to be, as you say, intentional about some of the things I say. And so I'm doing more research and I'm doing in my writing now. So that's interesting that our process is, you know, because both experiences are worthy and both experiences are a blessing.
Right, exactly.
So no matter how you get out, it's just a gift, you know. So that's awesome. So tell me, you said earlier you started out with spoken word. That's how you started writing. So was there a shift or just an evolution? And how do you use spoken word? How does it influence your where you are now in your art?
Because as a teenager, nobody took my music seriously in my house. And so I would just write. I would write my thoughts. I would write poems. And I always sung. But because I didn't have anybody to push me to really help me get into that, that's where the writing came. I didn't even realize I was writing my own songs at the time. But so they're all poems, I guess, that you can really say that. But that's how it started for me, writing poetry, writing thoughts. And so on that first album, I felt like I had to put some poetry on there. That was not just a song or a poem that I made into a song, but that I actually spoke it. I spoke the words as poetry and not a song. And actually on this current album that I'm working on, I want to go back to that. And so that's what the B-side. I've got a B-side track that I'm working on, and the poetry will be on that track. So I'm excited about that.
That's amazing. That you should be. Awesome. That's awesome. And it's all because I hate to keep saying it, but it's just that you remind me so much of where I am in my journey. I'm the opposite. I'm not a singer. I've always, like you, and I want to share with the young people that are listening to this today. Like you, I came from a town that, you know, the art wasn't really encouraged and it wasn't a lot going on, and where nobody took it seriously. And like you, I also wrote poetry just for my own sanity, to share my own thoughts instead of writing just in a diary. I always wrote it in poetic form. And we want that, I want to share to young folk, that's a part of the journey. It's okay.
Right.
If your family doesn't believe in you, it's okay, because keep writing, because eventually you'll figure it out. Life will happen to guide you toward how that poetry, those words are supposed to be used. But keep writing. Don't be discouraged if nobody believes you, laughs at you, or trusts, you know, what you're doing. Don't worry about it, because Mahogany is just giving you a great example of her journey and how she has become. She's on her fourth, she has four albums, about to do a fifth, that will include music and spoken word. And that's awesome. That's just, it's part of our life's journey. We want you to hit your mark sooner. We want you to not be afraid. And I think that things like Chance the Rapper, situations like Chance the Rapper winning the Grammys, help young people, especially independent artists, know that it's okay to remain independent. And I like the fact that the music industry specifically seems to be heading back to the independent type of model.
Yes.
And that spoken word and writing, those of us who had no clue when we were younger on how to use it, spoken word and songwriting are a gift that people, and a skill set that people actually look for all types of things. They look for them in movies, commercials now. I see commercials that spitting word. I get so excited. I'm like, y'all didn't hear that?
Yes,
people
yes.
take it for granted. Like that wasn't a regular thing. And some people hear it, they just take it for granted that poetry is part of the commercial. I'm like, nah, that didn't always happen, especially outside of BET or you know, an African-American commercial or something like that. But there's so many ways that the spoken word is infiltrating the masses now. And it's just exciting times for us in that regard, because, like you said earlier, we know that it's our purpose, we're intentional, and it's part of our spiritual mark on this universe, on this world, for when we're long gone. It's, we're leaving that for those who are going to come after us, and somebody is going to be, you know, in our lineage, it's going to be because of what we've done. And so we have to honor that. One day we will be ancestors, and someone will be our, what the work we've left to figure it out, you know. So
exactly.
That's all. Exactly. You know, that's a whole lot, everybody. I mean, I'm hoping that, I just hope that everybody's listening. And let me just shout out and say who we are for those who just joined us. You're listening to Master Grid Radio, Beyond the Word. I'm Sweet Franchon, your host. And you're listening to Mahogany today, our interview with Mahogany, who has given us so many jewels. And I hope that if you miss any of this interview, that you'll take the time out to listen to the archives later, because there's so many good things that we want our artpreneurs to know and hear through this, because we want you to be healthy in mind and healthy in spirit in this journey, because it's not easy. That's why you see so many people losing their way. It's not easy. It's not easy. And we want,
it's a daily battle,
that you take some of these things. Yes, it's a daily battle.
It's a daily
battle. Especially keeping
your ego
until
you get the right armor.
It's a daily battle. Until you get the right armor. Until you get the right armor.
Yeah.
And even with the right armor, guess what? And even with your armor, knowing the right armor, things will happen in your life. It's just, it's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Things will happen in your life. And so you have to be prepared. And we hope that you can take some of these jewels from this show to do just that. I see, sister, in my head, it's 9:41. That's the Master Grid Radio. We have less than 20 minutes left. We usually take a break around 9:30, but I don't see that we have that yet, so we're going to just continue. We're going to go on with the next question, because I thought I had another artist, so another guest coming on, but they're not here yet, so I get to hang with you a little longer, Mahogany. Is that all right?
All right, cool. That's cool.
cool.
That's cool with me.
So when you performed, tell me more about when you performed with Jacqueline in Philly as part of the BBS Value Tour. Do you remember that? Anything specific that you want to share with us from that tour?
Oh, man, performing in Philly. Yeah. And one of the, this is a sidebar, but when you're talking about performing like in Philly and New York, man, the Megabus was like, oh, my God, I had never knew anything like that existed. Like, I could go from New York to D.C. for $7. I was like,
yes.
Oh, my God, is this really possible?
All the time, somebody said, "Well, you missed your butt." Sometimes I buy because it was $5 just in case I decide to go. It was only $5.
Exactly. I was like, "Oh man, we don't have that here." So that's one of the things that I missed. But I did the. I think it was the Give Back Festival.
Uh-huh.
The Give Back Festival is one of the things that I did in Philly, and man, that was a great show. What I remember, and this always sticks with me, there was a young girl that came up to me afterwards, and she asked me for my autograph. And
wow.
It kind of blew me away, and I was like, my autograph? And, I mean, this was 2000.
Wow.
I want to say 2009, but I was already doing a lot of not a lot, but a little bit of community work and mentorship work. This, I think, was my first time that this happened to me since I had been up there. And it really helped me put things into perspective, because she watched me.
Mm-hmm.
She listened to what I was saying. And I could tell that because I saw her mother in the background, and she was fully clothed. She had a head wrap on. And so I knew that, okay, this is a young lady who listens to lyrics. That was the impression that I got. Like, this was a child whose mother makes sure that she listens to a certain type of music. And it really put a lot in my spirit about what I would do more of moving forward. That was one of the things that I remembered about that Philly, that festival in Philly, that young girl, and just what that moment did for me. It was, I see the picture. You know how Facebook gives you that timeline thing,
your memory,
every now and then, right? So every couple of years, that picture flashes up, and it takes me back to that moment. And I'm so thankful for that moment, because it was like it catapulted me, you know, into actually what I'm doing now.
Get
just
that.
The vision of her and how she saw me is, man, that was one of the most spectacular moments for me being in Philly.
Yes. That's awesome. You've performed at a lot of festivals, not only the festival we were just speaking of, but you also participate in the Savannah Black History Festival.
Mm-hmm.
You've done the original Gullah Festival 2016. I thought that was awesome. So what would you say to an artist? How did you get involved in festivals? Do they come looking for you? Do you actually, as you say, set the intention that you're going to do this amount of festivals this year? What advice would you give an artist who's interested in performing in festivals or getting more involved on that level?
Actually, what I did, and this started for me when I lived in D.C., because my husband and I were both working with, we started working with a group of young girls. It was an organization. My husband's cousin had an organization called Harriet's Girls. And so twice a month we would go out and do some community work. And I even went on a mission trip with them to Trinidad and Tobago. And every year they did a mission trip. They've been to South Africa, a couple of other international places I can't remember right now. But working with them, it really just set the tone for the type of events and venues and festivals that I would be a part of. And my husband gave it a name. He said, you know what? I think what we're doing is called responsible artistry. And so we started what we call the responsible artistry campaign. And so that's how I got with the Green Festival. And so I just started being very particular about the festivals that I would choose when I was in D.C. And that's how, just me searching, that's how I started being a part of all of those different festivals. Green America, I did the Green America Festival, which is with the Green Festival. That's how I got with the Black Women Arts Festival in 2009, because I searched them out on purpose. The Macy's campaign, which was, they had a campaign where about homelessness. That's how I ended up doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just got real personal about what I wanted to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I did research.
Let's leave that right there for everybody to understand, too, is that be intentional. And there are people, there's an audience who is looking for you.
Yes.
And you are looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
that's
you have
it.
To be very clear. We talked about this in past. We're going to take a break shortly. But in past shows, I've always talked about the business of performing and that you have to search and be very specific about where you want to perform and what message, and align that with those type of venues, festivals, communities who will be looking for you.
Yes.
People
exactly.
don't realize that, like you said earlier, when you're part of your bio is that how you do private and corporate functions. I literally, when you see me on Facebook performing, it's usually because it's a production I have produced with my band. But the things I do solo are all private events, corporates, weddings, baby showers, festivals, and things like that, and mostly corporate events, and they are all private. So there is an audience that is looking for your message. But if your message is all over the place, then you'll be all over the place. But if you have a message, it's okay that that's what you want to talk about, because there's people who want to hear what you have to say. We need to take a quick break. We're almost done. We only have about 10 minutes left in the show, but we want to give we want to give everybody an opportunity to hear one of your songs before we close out the interview. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to Mahogany's song, Shiro, and we'll be right back. My name is Sweet Friend Shawna. You're listening to Master Greer Radio, Beyond the Word.
This is Dan Lefianowski
of WBHP-TV.
This just in. There have been reports of a new Super Shiro. Multiple sightings have been called in. Oh, my! She has just landed on the White House lawn.
Time to fly, let's get out of here. Time to ride, let's go, your fear. Let's go, oh, let's go. I'm a Shiro, I'm a Shiro. You're a Shiro, she's a Shiro, yeah. Purpose in my eyes, pride in my thighs, a plan in myself. Secrets loud, they care. Never come cheap, not afraid to cry. Against all odds, I will defy. Get the gun and I don't know how. Save the day and I'll take a bow. We're no cake, but sure can fly. I'm the truth and I'll tell you why. Uncle Sam ain't on my team. I don't sleep, but I sure do dream. Dreaming color every day. When you win, then I get paid. Look up in the sky, I gotta go. Somebody needs me to save the show. Paid in full is a plan of action. Even in my heels, I got traction. Leaping tall buildings in stilettos. Gotta run to save the ghetto. Possible is never far away. Today is New York, tomorrow Taipei. Riding that train, self-esteem. Hurry and come on, it's about to leave. Don't ever think you just don't let me. We fight together cause we all need. I got your back and you got mine. We stick together, we all shine. Freedom is here and told me to say. Shiro was here to save the day. Freedom is here and told me to say. Shiro is here to save the day, yeah.
Time to fly, let's get out of here. Time to ride, let go your fear. Let's go, oh, let's go. I'm a Shiro, I'm a Shiro. You're a Shiro, she's a Shiro, yeah.
Super Shiro, I need your help. There's a man, he's trying to steal my heart.
Sorry, ladies. I cannot finish the song. I've got to go and save the day.
To be continued.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. You're listening to Master Greer Radio, Beyond the Word. I am Sweet Franchon, your host. And you just listened to Shiro by our guest tonight, Mahogany. And she just... She played that song just for me, just so y'all know. I told you earlier, I ain't been in my superhero form, but she just reminded me that I'm a Shiro and I can put my cape on, do it in stilettos, you know. So, thank you for that, Mahogany. I'm just making it all about me today. I am being totally greedy and selfish. I just want to say that. I'm just being totally greedy and selfish tonight. But we don't have much time left. I just thank you so, so much for just your insight today, your wisdom, your knowledge, and just being authentic with us and sharing us your journey and answering my questions with ease. And I appreciate you so much. And I'm sure, like I said, everything you shared has been such a blessing to everyone that I listen to. I'm sure it's been a blessing to my soul. So I just appreciate you. And I want to tell you that I just really appreciate that, you know, God has used Jacqueline to bring us together tonight and to share these messages with the rest of the world. And I'm just giving thanks for that time and your energy tonight. But before we disconnect, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you. Please, before we hang up, let everybody know how to find you, your Instagram, your Facebook, your website, how to download your tracks, you know, and your husband, you know, you and your husband's production entertainment company. Tell us everything we need to know to make sure we stay in touch with you.
You can find me at mahogany.com, which is MAHOGANEE.com. Twitter is just Mahogany. Facebook and Instagram are Mahogany Amajir, which is my last name. And so that's MAHOGANEEAMIGER. So it's either mahogany or it'll be mahogany amateur. Or go to the website, and all the social media handles are actually on my website as well. And that's where all the music is. That's where the tour is, on my website, and all of my teaching artists, things that I do as well, are on my website.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You covered everything. Well,
awesome.
Thank you, and congratulations. We're looking forward to your forthcoming CD project that's going to have spoken word and some great songs on it. We ask that you consider coming and joining us again when you do that.
Most definitely.
And feel free to call in anytime if you just want to share something with our audience. Feel free to call in anytime. You're always welcome. And we just appreciate you. So, everybody out there listening in this virtual world, my name is Sweet Franchon, and I'm going to spell it for you because I told you I don't want you to get it right for the first time listeners. It's SuiteFranchon. You can find me on all social media at Sweet Franchon as well. I am the founder and CEO of Peace, Love, and Poetry and Sweet Franchon Entertainment. And we give thanks for you sharing this time and space with us. As Donny Hathaway would say, it's a special time and special place. We know that it's a lot of ugly going on in the world, but with that, there's always a counterculture. There's always the opposite of that, the yin and the yang. The universe will balance itself. So we want you to stay encouraged, to stay blessed, to stay on purpose, to be intentional, as Mahogany has shared with us tonight. And on behalf of Master Grid Radio and our producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, we wish you all the peace, love, and poetry that you can stand. And we look forward to hearing from you again next month. So stay tuned for future dates. Our Monday, we're usually the first or second Monday of every month from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we wish you much love. Have a great night, and thank you so much for joining us. Good night, Mahogany. Thank you again. Peace and love.
Thank you. Hello.
I'm sorry. Don't forget, everybody, join us here.